Okay, my friends, we are on day 27, Staying Connected. I can't think of a better title for day 27. We're like in the thick of it, and it's 27 days in, and we still got more. But it's all about staying connected. And I began with a famous story of a parable of this prince who tells his father, the king, that he's tired of the palace. He wants to check out the world. And the king, of course, is reluctant to let his son, who's been cocooned in the palace for his whole life, but he lets him go, and he makes a deal with him. He agrees to let his son go, but he hands him the scroll, reminding the prince of his regal lineage, and insists that the son read the scroll once in the morning and once at night before he goes to sleep. And the prince readily agrees, and he goes on his way. King writes letters to his son, eagerly awaits his son's responses. Sorry for that. And the prince responds to the king's letters and diligently reviews the scroll twice a day. A couple of weeks go by. He feels comfortable reading it once a day, just before he goes to sleep. That's enough. Couple of months later, he reads it once a week. That's enough. After about a year, he's not reading it at all. And then when the king's letters go unanswered, the king becomes nervous. He dispatches one of his top generals who had actually helped raise the prince when he was young to see what was going on. And the general travels amongst the people until he finds this very modest hovel. He knocks on the door. He's shocked to see this gaunt and disheveled man standing at the entrance. The young man was barely recognizable as the once healthy and vivacious prince. And the story in the parable is a very, very important one during this period of time, the 40 days, because we have the ability to forget easily and convince ourselves of alternative realities. It's amazing how easily we can forget who we are and what we need to do to stay who we are. I mentioned also the last two mitzvahs that are found at the end of the Torah. The last two mitzvahs on the end of the Torah are the mitzvah of Hakel and writing a Torah scroll. Hakel means assembly, and it was a mitzvah for the Jewish king. We have a king. And when we had a king, he would gather the entire people and read the entire Torah. Some say just Sefer Devarim, the book of Deuteronomy. But the entire Torah generally was read to all those assembled. That was the final commandment of the Torah then. It was for each Jew to write a Torah scroll. Now, what are these mitzvot about? And the Lubavitch Rebbe explained that as long as the Jewish people remained in the Midbar, in the wilderness, they couldn't forget God. How could you forget God when the man was falling every day from the heavens? How could you forget God when Miriam's well provided them with water? God's cloud of glory and his pillar of fire guided them, protected them day and night. But Moshe's life is now drawing to an end. This is the end of the Torah. And Moshe's nervous because the Jews are leaving this little cocoon. They're leaving the palace. And they're going into this foreign place called Israel. Now, to us, Israel is the ultimate spiritual cocoon, but there would be no more man falling from the heavens, and they would be totally independent. And they would have to earn their own sustenance by planting and seeding the ground. And therefore, he gave them these last two mitzvahs of Hakel, of gathering everyone together so they could be reminded of who they are, and of writing a Torah scroll to help the Jews recreate, Lubavitch Rebbe explained, recreate the experience of Sinai in their new setting, in their new land of Israel. Now, we don't have a king anymore, and I don't know how many of us have our own Sefer Torahs in our home. So what do we do? But we do go to shul every Shabbat, and we hear the Torah being read publicly. You can go on Mondays and Thursdays, hear it read publicly as well. And we may not have a Torah scroll in our home, but you can fulfill that mitzvah by having Jewish books in your home. Soloveitchik, I mentioned here, explained that when we read the Torah publicly, what we're really doing on Shabbos, and even on a Monday and Thursday, when we just read the first Aliyah, right, we put the Torah scroll on what's called a bima, an elevated platform. That's supposed to symbolize Har Sinai. And that's why we're supposed to also face the bima. He didn't like the shuls that had the architecture where your back was to the bima. That's why I always try to face the bima when we read the Torah, because the person reading the Torah is like Moshe coming down from Har Sinai, and he's transmitting the Torah to Klal Yisrael, to the Jewish people. Learning Torah, this is what we do. We go back to shul to be reminded of who we are, but we can't wait till we go to synagogue. Got to have some Jewish books at home. Check out your library. What do you have at home? When you have a spare few moments, is there that Jewish book you can pull out? I did write another one called Beyond the Instant. It doesn't have to be mine. Get any one of Rabbi Jonathan Sacks's amazing books, or just have a chumash with a great commentary like the Art Scroll of the Koran. Very, very important that we do that this time of the month. New piece of Torah my son shared with me is that when Moshe was telling the Jewish people about Hakel And when he was taking leave of the Jewish people on his last day in this world, he said, and I quote, and this is the pasuk from Sefer Devarim, chapter 27, verse 9. He said, "Hasket ushma Yisrael hayom, hazeh niyete la'am." Keep silent and hear, O Israel, this day you have become a people unto God. And all the mefarshim, the commentaries, asked the question, the Gemara asked this question, was the Torah given to Israel that day? This is the last day of Moshe's life. And he's saying, remember, this day, this is the day. Wasn't that the day at the end of his 40 years since the Torah was given? And the Talmud says, comes to teach that each and every day the Torah should be as dear to those who study it as it was on the day it was given on Har Sinai. How do we keep the Torah new and fresh? And that's by renewing it every single day of our lives. And the Gemara continues, in the name of Rav Tanchum, that a person should always recite the Shema morning and evening, and that you should know that the Torah is indeed beloved as one who says the Shema in the morning and one who says the Shema in the evening. Because when you say it like that, you're saying it as though you had never said it before. And this is a very, very important idea as we continue on day 27 and it starts feeling like a little of a drudgery. How do you stay connected? Have something in your home and have something in synagogue. Come to shul, hear the Torah, being reminded of who we are. We've left the palace, but we need to remember that we're princes, and the Torah is what's going to keep us connected to that Sinai experience. Have a wonderful day.